Our next public hearing is subdivision number 2007-2, Evans E. Norwood.
An application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 28.7 acres into four lots located south of Route 280, 2,821 feet west of Route 285. On this application, I'd ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC review of June 20th of 2007 will be made a part of the record. I believe last Wednesday, Mr. Lang provided each of you a copy of that TAC report and a copy of the proposed plan. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Step right up, sir.
Good evening, sir. I'm Evans Norwood. I'm the one applied for the four lots.
All right, Mr. Norwood, you heard what our director had to say about your application and so on. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Well, tell you what, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you about it. Okay. And we'll start with you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I understand it from the subdivision plan that was submitted to us, that all the lots would have access only through the McIntosh Way?
Would do what?
In other words, none of the lots will have direct access to county road.
No, sir.
And have you had a septic feasibility study done?
Yes. It's for it's been subdivided.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's already been subdivided.
No, but I mean, do we have a septic feasibility study on hand?
I don't have a copy of it. Usually on a four lot, they would obtain the individual site evaluation.
Right.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Well, thank you, Mr. Burton.
None for me.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Mr. Norwood, will there be a maintenance agreement for the perpetual maintenance of McIntosh Way by will that be incorporated into the sale documents or deed restrictions of these four lots if it's granted?
Well, sir, basically those four lots is for my grandkids. I will be take care of any maintenance be there. Mm-hmm. And that's down the road 5 to 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look out for them while I'm here.
I would understand.
Okay.
I ask that question because sometimes different things come up. Lots get sold, and while you're looking forward, the road hopefully will be there for many decades to come and may need maintenance. And if someone, let's say lot number three, balks at the maintenance of it, that may handicap the owner of lot number four. So that was my question, was if you thought about pursuing some type of agreement to incorporate into the deed restrictions. Okay. And I guess the answer is not at this time.
Not at this time.
Okay. Will there be other deed restrictions placed on the lot, such as stick-built homes?
Yes, it'll be all stick-built. I like to build all four of them.
Okay. All right. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Lang.
What's the road improvement on McIntosh Way? How's that improved?
Well, the road needs approving. It goes back there to those lots, sir. I'm going to have to blacktop them, each one of them at a time.
How's it now?
Oh, it's just a hard dirt road with stone on top of it, lightly stone.
Is that the only lots that will be served by McIntosh, or does it serve any others?
No, just those.
Doesn't go back and serve anybody further back?
Most of that will be using for hunting land in the back.
Okay. I mean, if you have a four lots, you can actually do crusher run rather than have to pave it.
I see.
It has to be reviewed by the county engineer.
All right, sir.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
Well, Mr. Norwood, that's about as painless as it gets, I think. If you would be so kind as to take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here who wants to speak about your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-2, Evan Z. Norwood? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-2? Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is Robert Johnson, 29218 Stokely Road. I have 30 acres immediately west of the property, and I'm not per se opposed.
Okay.
Development's going to happen. I have 30 acres next door. Somewhere down the line, somebody's going to buy their kid a four-wheeler, and this is a, they're not going to ride on a one-acre lot with a 30-acre field next door. And I'm asking some kind of consideration or protection so that my property is not turned into an attractive nuisance. And that's it. I'm not really opposed to the development.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate that. Indeed. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next